Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Government agencies and their employees generally are not interested much in public health. They demonstrate this every day in the decisions that they make and the policies that they implement and et cetera, et cetera. And this isn't just in the United States. It's all over the world. They're much more protective of industry than they are of citizens. One of the ways the FDA and other U.S. agencies avoid making any substantive changes that might either inconvenience food and drug companies, which they don't like to do, or decrease their profits, which they're even more inclined to protect, is to focus on silly changes and policy changes that really don't make any difference. And one of them is labels on food and drugs. The changing of labels has been shown to have almost no effect on the prescriptions doctors write for drugs, the foods people choose in stores, or public health. Yet here we are again having a whole lot of discussion about proposed new labeling rules for packaged foods here in the United States. Now, just by way of documentation, a study in New Zealand shows that traditional food labels, which include lots of numbers and calculations based on nutrient content of foods, don't help people to make healthier choices. In fact, the researchers found that only 23% of consumers reported even remembering that there was such a place on the label that recorded all this stuff. They don't even recall seeing it. Instead, consumers respond better when labels are simple and transparent, go figure, right? And information is expressed in terms that people can relate to. For example, 89% of the people in this particular survey responded to labels showing how many minutes of running were needed to burn off the calories in a product. That's something that people understand a whole lot more than a bunch of numbers and calculations. 93% responded to how many minutes of walking were required, and 70% responded to traffic light labels that divided foods into five categories, such as, you know, good, bad, caution, etc. The current recommendations for food labels in the United States are changes within the existing framework of ineptitude. Even if adopted, and the food companies are going to object to much of it, they won't change anything. Consumers will ignore the labels just as they currently do. The food companies will still be able to make their silly claims, such as pure fat in the form of margarine can lower your cholesterol. And the real issue, which is the ingredients in the product, will remain buried in the pictures, charts, and numbers, and ridiculous and false claims. I mean, if I see one more package of chocolate chewies with calcium added being good for your bones, I think I'm going to scream. Now, my proposed labeling will never happen, of course, but in Food Over Medicine, I proposed a different and simple label. On the front of the package, manufacturers could place appealing pictures of the food along with statements that make no health claims, such as tastes great, convenient, or kids love it. Those kinds of things would be acceptable, while good sources of calcium on a processed food wouldn't be allowed. On the back of the package, only the calories per serving, fat content, and the ingredients list would be allowed, and the ingredients list would have to be organized so that all forms of a food would be listed together. So instead of having five types of sugar divided up throughout the paragraph of ingredients, you'd have to put them all together and place the aggregate where it belongs, which for some products would mean that sugar would be the first or second ingredient. In addition to making things simpler for consumers, we could get rid of thousands of bureaucrats in Washington who spend their days approving silly health claims and pursuing companies who make unapproved claims. There would be no health claims allowed, and any company who made one or more would be in violation. Of course, this will never happen because, first of all, the bureaucrats protect their jobs and companies will help them to keep their positions by insisting that health claims are useful, encourage better eating, so the regulatory circus will go on. But the bottom line is that it's perfectly possible for a consumer to make a choice about buying food by just looking at the ingredients list. And if that's all there was on the back of the package, that's what people would look at. And they could be trained over time to pay attention to good and bad ingredients. So anyway, like I said, it'll never happen because there's too much money tied up in all this regulatory ridiculousness. We have too many people on the dole working on this stuff. But it's a great idea, and maybe some enterprising government in another country that's actually interested in cutting taxes and the burden of government and regulating food companies properly will look at it and take it on. So that's all for now. That's my opinion of this silly labeling. So have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.